Blog
you
Talk
are
Radio.
You ought to be there when he gave me victory. Put joy down in my soul. Wrote my name on heaven's roll. Yeah, you ought to be there when the Lord saved me. Yeah, you ought to be there when the Lord saved me. You ought to be there. Gave me victory. Yeah. Put joy down in my soul. Put my name on heaven's roll. You are been there when the Lord saved me. Yeah, you ought to be there when the Lord saved me. You ought to be there. Gave me victory. Yeah, oh, put joy down in my soul. Wrote my name on heaven's roll. Yeah, you ought to be there when the Lord saved me. Oh, he saved me. He saved me. He saved me. He saved me.
He saved me.
He saved me.
He saved me.
He saved me.
He saved me.
He saved me. He saved me.
Yes. He saved me. He saved
me. Hit me in the mold of my head. And it went on down to the sole of my feet. Yeah, I started running. Yeah, I started shouting. Ah! Said I wasn't going to tell nobody. I told my mother. I told my father, told my sister, yeah, yeah. I told my brother, he saved me.
He saved me.
He saved me, yeah.
He saved me.
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 He put joy down in my soul. He wrote my name on the heaven roll. Said he put joy down in my soul. He wrote my name on the heaven roll. I said, put joy in my soul. We wrote my name on the heavenly roll. I said, hey, hey, you ought to been there. You ought to been there when the Lord. Oh, yeah. When the Lord, he saved me. Hey, glory. He saved me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I've been born again.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I know I've been born again.
Yes,
know
Lord.
I've been born again.
Yes, Lord.
Even though I move so slow. Oh, I wait till the Spirit comes and I move at God's command. Oh, I know I've been born again. Know I've been born again.
Yes,
I've been washed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, yes. Anybody been born again?
Yes,
don't let the world
yes,
know.
Yes.
I've been born again. Things I used to do, I don't want to do no more. Places I used to go, I don't want to go no more. Hey, change my life, change my mind, change my heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, right now, right now, right now. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Yeah, I got a mind. Thanks, I'm going to live for Jesus. All of my days, oh, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. Oh, if I keep the faith, keep the faith, keep the faith, I know I'll keep going strong. Hey, I got a mind lay over Jesus. All of my days. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hallelujah.
You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen.
Amen.
Founders, elder, and evangelist. Zadie Alford, LC and Zadie Alford. Amen, amen, amen. And I am yours truly, Zadie Alford. And we would like to invite you and welcome you to the show this afternoon. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, 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 amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed, are depressed, offering God's gift of love, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. Amen. Jesus, knowing her condition, he offered her a free gift, and that was the water of life that would lead to eternal life. How many knows today? How many knows that God knows our condition?
Yes.
He knows. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Hallelujah. We can, hallelujah, go to sleep and just go to sleep all night. No matter what the condition is, may be with our children, with ourselves, with our loved ones, in our nation. Hallelujah. Jesus knows the condition, and that we'll just put it in his hand. Just give it to him, and we can just go to sleep. We have peace. He'll give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen, amen. And if we'll hold out and prove faithful, amen, we shall have eternal life. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all once again. I'm just so excited to see the board lighting up. I am so excited. So right now, I'm going to put you in the hands of Elder Al Ford. Hear him as he comes forth with our devotional.
Good evening, Sister Al Ford. It's a blessing to just be in the presence of the Lord and encouraged. There's no greater name than the Lord Jesus Christ. We today is stuttering on who went mad mine. Out of all the men and women that was created, God closed the heavens for 400 years to find one that was qualified to go mad mine, but there wasn't a one found. But listen, I learned here in chapter 1 of Luke, let's get a couple of verses of that. Let's begin at that 11th verse of chapter 1. And Luke says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled. And fear fell upon him. Verse 13 says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for the prayer has been heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and his name shall be called John. Now, that's where I would go into the lesson, but as the lesson be explained, and it would explain more about what happened and what experience that John had. Now, she wants me to do the prayer to us. Father, Lord, we thank you for watching over us another night, chasing her home and danger away. And this morning, Lord, you touched our eyes and we were able to see a new day. How beautiful that it was. Thank you, dear Lord, for our families. The shelter over our heads. We pray for the one that's on the dangerous highway tonight, traveling to and for. It's just so wonderful, Lord, that you cared enough for us, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever just believe in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. These blessings, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God. We'll pass it back to Evangelist.
Oh, I say you ought to been there when the Lord saved me. You ought to been there when he gave me victory. Put jaw down in my soul. Wrote my name on heaven's road. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. Said you ought to be there when the Lord shamed me. You ought to be there when he gave me the victory. He put joy down in my soul. Wrote my name on heaven's roll. Yeah, you ought to be there when the Lord shamed me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord saved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord stands to save today. Amen, amen. He stands to save today. He lives to save. He died to save. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank Ella Alford for coming forth and taking care of that devotion for me. Amen. We love him and thank God for him. And ask you all to continue to pray God's blessing upon him. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. So right now we are going to ask if anyone is out there with a solo. If you are, I want you to press 1. Okay, can anybody hear me out there, number one? Can anyone hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Let me see, do I have anybody in the host? In the host, anybody? Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Is Bridget on? Is Bridget on? Amen. Is Peggy Barnes on? Amen, amen. Well, we just move. We'll keep it moving. Our theme today is
questions and answers. Questions and answers. We have questions and answers from our youth. And we want, as the youth come forth with their questions, we want answers. They are, our youth are looking for answers. They have, oh my goodness, they have great questions. And I mean, I tell you, they have questions and they want answers. Amen. They want to know why, who, what, oh my goodness, when. They are excited, amen, to come forth with questions today. Amen. And we want to be able to give them some answers to the questions that they may have to ask, if they beneficial, if they are truly beneficial for their salvation. Yes, if they are beneficial for their salvation, then we really, really, really want to give them good answers. And if we don't have the answers up today, we want to write them down and table them and bring them back another day. But we want our children to know the truth about God's word, about salvation, about being born again, about the life that they are singing about, the life that they are talking about, and the life that they must share with men and women so they will be saved, boys and girls, so that they will be saved too. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, do I hear Bree? Do I hear Bree Nichols? Amen. I don't hear Bree Nichols. So we're going to ask Keshard London, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Kenara London, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, Kenara, would you come forth with your prayer, you or Keshard, one or both of y'all? You know how y'all come with your little prayers, okay?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kenara London, and I will be reading. Dear God, we need to be saved because we are at odds with God. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8-7, we need Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to reconcile us to God and bring us into the family of God as adopted sons and daughters. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 So what we're going to do, since we don't have a songster out there,
Can you hear
okay,
me, Miss Lady?
Miss
Peggy,
yes,
Ron.
Ma'am. Yeah, come
okay,
forth
you
with your song,
me.
Sweetie. My sister, come forth.
I got a mind. Ooh, to live for Jesus all of my days. Yes. I got a mind. A mind to fast and pray. I got a mind to live for Jesus And I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus every one of my days. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. And I got a mind to fast and pray, a mind to live holy. To live holy every day. And I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus. Oh, praise God for Jesus every one of my days. And I got a mind, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. And I got a mind to fast and pray, and I got a mind to live holy every day, and I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus all of my days, and I got a mind to read my Bible, to fast and pray every day, and I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I got a mind. I got a mind to fast and pray, to live holy, to live holy every day. And I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus, to live for Jesus every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you,
amen.
Thank you, thank you. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As every Christian, every saint's desire should be to live for Jesus. Oh, not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, not just on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, every day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day. Yes, Lord.
So we are going to have the children to come forth. So we have the children to come forth. And Vivian. Minister Vivian. Minister Vivian George. Is Minister Vivian George on the line?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who is this now?
John.
Okay, hold on one minute. I was calling from who is this on the line, you said?
She couldn't hear
you. Okay, anyway, I was calling for Minister Vivian George. What did you say, baby?
No.
You may speak, sweetie. Oh, okay. I was calling for Minister Vivian George, but since I don't hear her voice, we're going to ask.
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I want you to show me, tell me, when I tell them to press 1, what am I supposed to see on the board?
When you tell them to press 1, there's a little blue thing should come up by their name that they are ready to speak.
Okay. So right now we're going to call for Brother Keyshawn Lundgren. Thank you, Minister George.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Keyshawn George, do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you may come forth with your question.
My question is, what did Jesus call God?
Ooh, what did Jesus call God? Okay. Anyone out there, do anyone have an answer to that question? Do anyone have a question or answer for that question? What did Jesus call God?
I stand for correction, but this is my opinion that I thought he called him his father. He was the one that sent him. He was his, Jesus was a son. So I'm not.
Yes, ma'am.
I can add something to this.
That's right.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Brother Kishad, you got to remember your answers now so you'll know them, because it's not just to hear them and toss them aside. We want to be able to let this resonate so we'll be able, if anybody say, well, you're a little Christian boy, I bet you don't even know what Jesus called God. So we want these questions and answers to resonate in our young, so they will be bold soldiers for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister, Sister Peggy Barnes gave a good answer. Good answer. Jesus called him God. And I'm going to read this right here. And it says that scripture presents many references to the names of God. But the key names in the Old Testament was Elohim, El Shaddai, Yahweh. And in the New Testament, Theos, I can't pronounce all those names, but Father in Greek, it meant Father in the Greek. Uh-huh. Amen. So, but Jesus in the Word, he called his Father. Amen. Amen. He called him Father, God the Father. Okay. Keyshard. Is Brother Kenari on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Kenari, do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. My question is, when was the plan of salvation laid?
What was your question again?
What are the blessings of salvation?
What are the blessings of salvation? What are the blessings of salvation? Do anybody have an answer to that? What are the blessings of salvation? What are the
I would say eternal life.
Yeah, the same thing I said. Eternal life.
Eternal life. Not only life here on earth, but life
in heaven.
I don't know who this young man is, but we are so glad to have him. What is your name, sir?
Jonathan Smith.
Jonathan Smith. Oh, that is wonderful, brother. Jonathan Smith. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And this, let me read this right here. And it says it means to be saved. Wait a minute. It means to be saved or to be rescued. As we study or review the blessings of God's wonderful salvation, the rescuing of our soul, lets us remember that all need salvation. Amen. Brother, Canary, are you satisfied with your answer?
Yes, ma'am.
You satisfied with your answer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Amen, amen, amen. All right, amen. So we're going to move on to Brother Keon. Are you on the line? Brother
yes,
Keon
ma'am.
Smith, are you on the line? Do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Come forth, Brother Keon.
My question is, what was the purpose of the Ten Commandments?
Huh?
I didn't hear you.
My question was, what was the purpose of the Ten Commandments?
Okay, now, where was the
purpose?
Say that a little louder, baby.
What was the purpose of the Ten Commandments?
Oh, the purpose of the Ten Commandments. Do I have an answer for this, for that question? That kind of set me off a little bit because I wasn't in that arena, but yes, what was the purpose of the Ten Commandments?
The purpose of the Ten Commandments was set up some laws for the people to help them to live a better and a wholesome life while they was there in the wilderness and on earth today.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. May I say that again?
I said the purpose was to set up some laws so the people would know what to do and what not to do. In other words,
yes,
what's accepted and what is not accepted.
Yep.
All right, all right, already. All right, already. All right, I want to see if that if anybody else have any answers. That's awesome, awesome answers. Awesome, awesome. Anyone else have an answer? I want to say something on that topic. Anyone else want to talk on that topic? All right, that is it. Kinari, yes, God said his laws, he wanted, that was Brother Keon, that's right. God sent his laws that he wanted man to live by, so we would know what he expected of us. Amen. Amen. Even though today we don't live by the law, we live by the grace of Jesus because man couldn't keep those laws. Man kept breaking those laws over and over and over. So what God did, when he sent Jesus, then Jesus came, amen, that we would live under grace. So if perhaps we broke a law or made a mistake, we could repent, we could cry out, we would go before God in godly sorrow, amen, in Jesus' name, and God would forgive us of our sins, amen.
Amen.
The law, the Ten Commandments, they pointed to grace. The law couldn't save nobody, but the law pointed to a time of grace, and that Jesus was that grace. He brought that grace. Thank Jesus. That's why we just love Jesus because he brought grace and mercy so we could repent when we fall short. Amen. That's a good question, young man. Are you satisfied with the answer? Are you satisfied
Amen.
With the answer?
Yes, ma'am.
No, thank the Lord. He said he's satisfied with the answer. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. All right. Now, do we have any other young person out there that has a question? If you are,
yes, ma'am.
Keshard, you have another question? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Come forward, hon.
Wait, mommy.
What question do you want to ask, Keshard?
My question is, why did Jesus say you must be born again?
Oh, why you must be born again? Why did he say that? Anyone have that answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Let me see if anybody in the audience have it before you Were you the same? I thought you were the same person. You were a different person.
And I'm the same person.
Okay, okay, answer the question, sweetie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do that.
Well,
answer.
It says, you should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. John 2:5, when Jesus said, flesh gives birth to flesh, he was alluding to the idea of humans giving birth to humans. His name is Jesus, and when he received into our lives by faith, he gives us the spirit, and we are born again.
All right. Amen. That was good answer. Okay, do we have any elders out there want to talk on that answer on that answer too? Any elders out there? Did I hear my cousin Vendora?
You okay. Sure did, cousin.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Kinari, are you satisfied with that answer, hon?
It was Keyshot.
Yeah, Keyshot, are you satisfied with the answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And right now we're going to ask Bridget, are you on the line? Imani, are you on the line? Isaiah, are you on the line? Michaela, are you on the line? Okay, then we are going to move right along. Okay, who have another question? Anybody have another question?
Me. Well, Kinari does.
What's your name?
Kinari.
Okay, Kinari. Okay.
My question is. My question is, what does salvation mean?
Oh, what does salvation mean? Okay, what does salvation mean? Anyone want to answer that question? What does salvation mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Salvation
means deliverance from the power and effects of sin. The agent or means that effects salvation. Christian Science, the religion of the purposes of infinite mind over all, bringing with its destruction of the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. Amen.
Oh, wow. Can I get an adult to expound on that? Amen. What was the question again? What do salvation mean?
Salvation is accepting God's Son, Jesus Christ, into your heart as your personal Savior, and that you desire to live for Jesus for the rest of your life.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. The reason why I'm asking is to anyone else, because I want the children to really understand what these answers and what this, the answers to their questions. Amen. He read deliverance from the power and the effect of sin. Okay? The agent or means that affect salvation. Uh-huh. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. It talks about the Christian science, that the realization of the supremacy of the infinite mind over all, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion of sin, the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. Amen.
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 Amen. So, Brother Keon, are you satisfied with your answer?
Ma'am?
Are you satisfied with your answer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now, is Ms. Rose, Mother Rose Jones on the line? Mother Rose Jones, are you on the line? Okay. All right. Do we have Brother Stephen Jackson on the line? Amen. If you are on the line and you're supposed to be on the schedule, just call out your name and say I'm on, because I got my board up here, but sometimes overlook numbers. Amen. I'm trying to make sure everybody is unmuted. Let me see. I'm trying to make sure everyone is unmuted so that they will have an opportunity to speak and get in on these questions and answers. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. We thank you for the questions. And we can just go on. If you have any more questions, you may ask them at this time. This is your time. This is Children's Corner. We want the kids to understand the true meaning of salvation, being born again. Anyone else have a question?
Yes, ma'am.
You may come forth if you have a question. State your name and your question.
My name is Keisha, and my question is,
all of those questions you were asking me the other night?
My question is, how did Jesus prove himself that God is real?
Okay. How did Jesus prove himself?
Yes, ma'am. How did Jesus prove himself that God was real?
How did Jesus prove himself? I need an answer for that one now. We may have to pay for that one if we don't have the answer. Anybody out there have that answer?
I do.
Do anyone have that answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, you have it. Tell me what it is.
He proved himself by giving a blind person powers like to see, and he proved himself by walking on water, giving people food.
All right now. Tell me that again, a little louder and a little plainer, so I need that to resonate with me. So I'll be quick to answer that question myself. At 68 years old, I need to be quick to answer that myself. Say that again, son.
He proved himself by giving a blind person the powers to see. He proved himself by walking on water. He proved himself by giving others food.
Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That is great. That is great that Jesus proved himself. Amen. Amen. He proved himself by walking on the water and giving feed and all of the other words, all of the miracles that he did, right? Only God. Only God could do that. Only God could do these things. Amen. Man, that's a wonderful, wonderful answer. Amen. Thank you, brother. All right, now, any more questions?
My name's Keyshad, and I have one more question. My question is, how did Jesus, well, it's like, how did Jesus save everyone from God? Well, it's basically like, I mean, how did Jesus save everyone from their sins?
How did Jesus save?
Well, by dying on the cross.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead on that, Joy.
By dying on the cross for us, he gave his life for us.
Amen. So that's how he saved us, by dying for us. And I heard Brother Jonathan on that too. I heard him. I heard you, Brother Jonathan.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Dying for us. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we love him so. He gave his life for us on the cross. Amen. Amen. Well, he gave his life that we might live. How about that?
Yes. Yes.
Man, and not only here, but even all in eternity. Okay, okay, brother, are you satisfied with that answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Keon, I thought you had some more questions. Keon?
Ma'am?
I thought you had some more questions. I thought you had some more questions, man. get in here, Todd.
All right. Another question I have for y'all is, so what is original sin? What is original sin?
What is the original sin?
What is original sin?
Okay, he have a question. Then what is original sin?
To be without God.
Thank you. Original sin. Original sin. What is original sin? Amen, amen. That goes into the... That goes kind of like into the little message. What is original sin? It says Christian seems to be saying that God holds me responsible for something that someone else did. How is that fair? I'm a good person. Why do I need Jesus Christ to save me? Just because Adam and Eve ate a piece of fruit thousands of years ago. Oh, my goodness. Hey, my goodness. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what is original sin? Oh, my. The Bible tells us that every human being is born with a sin nature.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Romans chapter 5 through 7. You have to read Romans chapter 5. Everybody got iPhones and phones, and they got games, and we want you to put the game aside a little part of the day and read what the word says. Uh-huh. Read, read, and read so you know what the Bible says. Uh-huh. Romans chapters 5 through 7. The Apostle Paul urges that from a certain point of view, human sin and death are a corporate problem rather than an individual one. He tells us that one man's sin, his name was Adam, brought guilt to all people.
Shame. Yes.
Romans 5 and 18. And that sin entered the world because one man sinned. And death came because of Romans 5 and 12. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. That is why each one of us remains a slave of sin, unable to please God with our own actions until we are set free by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Romans 6:20 through 22. Okay, in other words, we were in Adam when he broke God's commandment. But as believers in Christ, we are now in Christ through faith. Oh, and that good news. That is why Paul can say, by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Will be. And he said, will be. Paul wrote that thousands of years ago, but he said, will be. That means people will continue as long as babies are being born. People will continue to be what? Saved. Romans 5 and 19. Amen, amen. That was a great question. So you see where sin originated? Not that we did anything, but our father, Adam, one man, Adam, who we came down through, Adam line, he was the first man. So we all see behind after Adam. So, but God loved us so much. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. John chapter 3 and 16. What do it say, Minister Vivian?
What verse was that?
John chapter 3, verse
John.
16.
Well, God
not first
so
John,
just
the world. Mm-hmm. World.
That he gave his only begotten
Son. Yes.
So
whosoever believe in him should not
have
everlasting
life.
Amen.
Hey, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my God. I'm feeling good over here behind that question. I tell you, I'm kind of riled up here. Woo, hallelujah.
Praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you
and
satisfied
tweet.
With your answer? Mm-hmm. Brother Keon. Brother Keon?
Ma'am?
Are you even listening?
Yes, ma'am.
You asked me a question now, but did you hear my answer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right now. All right. So if you're satisfied with the answer, then we'll move and see if anyone else. You better stay alert because I may call you again, Brother Keon. I know you have
yes,
questions.
Ma'am.
I know my Keon have questions. Keon have plenty, plenty questions, y'all. come on. All right, then moving right along. Let me see what time it is. Let's see if we have time for any more questions. Oh, no, I guess we better close out with the questions and answers. With the questions and answers, you all have been good today. You all have done a wonderful, 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 wonderful job. It's been a wonderful experience. I just love this. We have to do this again. How many want to do this again?
Mother, could I read a little scripture right quick? I was looking
yes,
at Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we know that if we live the life that pleases God, my God, and we give our sins up, and we can gain eternal life. I praise God for that. I want to share that with the children, you know. We don't have to be like everybody else. We don't have to be like everybody else. We don't have to do like everybody else. Some people see things that they do because they see. But our young people, don't be a follower, be a leader. And you can lead somebody with you. Somebody coming with you, you lead with you. You know, you're coming to live for the Lord and to give your life to God and let God lead you. And he will lead you into all truth. I just want to say that.
Amen. That was awesome. Awesome. Everybody say amen for Sister Peggy.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And now it's time for us to come to a close. And we just want to say, I just want to just say thank you on behalf of myself and Minister Alford. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Amen. And whenever the Lord leads and the children are fired up about it, because I have quite a few children that didn't show up, and they need to be in on these questions and answers. Amen. Because it matters not if we hear the word and don't understand it. We need to hear the word. We need to understand it, because as Christians go forth as Christians, we are going to be challenged by the words that we say, by our character. You know, people are just going to look at you and know who you are. They know you're a peculiar person, but they're just going to challenge you in a way that if you don't have word, then you won't have power. You don't have authority. But if you have word, had knowledge, oh, my goodness, you got knowledge of who Jesus is, and you can stand boldly. Because in the book of James, it tells us that if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. We don't have to flee from the devil. Amen. Through the power and authority of Jesus Christ. It's like my little four-year-old, she'll tell you in a minute, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we are so delighted to, as the show had gone for today, and wanted to know, I think I got all the lines open. I really hope I do. If I don't, please, I apologize to anyone that I didn't open up to, and please forgive me and allow me another opportunity, if you will, by coming back visiting the show again. If you have my number, you may call me. And if you heard about it on the Facebook or any kind of way, you can inbox me or whatever. And if this is your first time being a part of the show, please feel free to come back again. But we welcome you, welcome you. Welcome you. And right now, since this is the first time, I heard my cousin Vendora on the line. Oh, and I want to say that every Saturday at 7 o'clock, and Minister Vivian George, who you just heard, amen, she's on every Sunday on the same number at 7 o'clock. Very welcome. So, we only have 60 seconds, so Cousin Vendora, will you come forth and just say a closing prayer as we closing out? Bye-bye, everyone. She's going to close out.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
She's
going to close out. Let her pray first.
Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for being with us tonight, this afternoon, being with Just Show Up with Evangelist Alford and her husband, Minister Alford. And we thank you for everything that have been said tonight. We thank you for the word that have gone forth. We thank you for all of the children that participated. And we thank you for all of the adults that had something to say or just simply listening in on tonight. We thank you so much for what you're doing right now. And we ask you to continue to go with us and strengthen us and bless us in our endeavors. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody say amen. Bye-bye. Love y'all.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Bye.